Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Vincent the Gay or what?
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. It's Vincent the Bay. Is this thing on? You guys hear me? Can anyone hear me? My God. Thanks, me. Thank you, Meeps. I appreciate you responding. Yeah, it's Christmas Eve. I wasn't necessarily planning on doing a show, but some people were hitting me up saying that they were bored, and I can't lie, I was getting pretty bored too. I had a fantabulous dinner with the family. Great celebration. My tummy is happy. I drank a ton of coffee to try to keep me awake. Tonight, we're going to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, of course. I'd love for you to call in and share your Christmas wishes and experiences. And we're going to play some Christmas carols and Christmas-themed music. Got a lot of requests, so we're going to play a lot of music. And I want to, of course, say Merry, Merry Christmas to Bigger Than God, a.k.a. Turcoil. Danny Dantalian, Merry Christmas. Gonzo PhD, Merry Christmas. Gorillas by Night, Merry Christmas to you. Guest, a.k.a. GU357. Even you, I would like to wish a Merry Christmas. I definitely want to wish a Merry Christmas to you. Meeps Ghost, hey baby. Speaking of babes, Melissa 13 in the house. She's already fallen asleep. Ron Paul Girl. Hello, Ron Paul Girl. Welcome to the show. It's been a while since I've seen you around. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're having a Merry Christmas. Oh, yeah, we got Spyco in the building. Hello, Spyco. I appreciate your constructive criticism via the tiny chat. Yesterday? Last night? What else? Tales of Hare and Harry. Okay, thank you for joining the program. X you out. Big ups to X you out. Merry Christmas. X you out. And a bunch of guest listeners. I thank you for joining me. Merry Christmas, everyone. I have quite a few callers lined up. I'm excited to get to these calls. I believe we're going to have a visit by Turcoil of ReaperSec. And I think also Shadow DXS will be in the building. And several other callers who I'm not... mystery callers. Let's keep it at that. So I've got a ton of musical requests to get to here. Well, I think I'm going to start off with this one. Speaking of Turcoil, I'm going to bring Turcoil on right after this musical selection. Turcoil requested, and this is the only time I'm going to play this, okay? This is the only time you'll ever hear Vince and the Bay. This is the only time you're going to hear Vince in the Bay play Korn, okay? Korn with a K and a backwards R. Yeah, those guys. The one and only time, just because I love Turcoil so much. And he's such a fantastic contributor to the program. I will have to subject you to Korn. That's right, Korn. This is it, though. This is the only time I'm ever going to play Korn, because it fits the theme of the show. This is Kidnap the Sandy Claws by Korn for Turcoil right here on Disorderly Conduct. Merry XXXmas, kids. We'll be right back.
Nasty, trapping, weak.
Oh, my God. That was somewhat bearable. I tolerated that. I mean, you can't go wrong with... Yeah. I mean, how many people have used yeah as a lyric? I mean, come on. That's right, it's Christmas time with Vince in the Bay. So, that was quick and painless. We got through the corn portion of the program. I can cross that off the set list. I do a little set list for the show. So that one's gone. Corn. Kidnapped Santa Claus for Tear Coil. Done. All right. We got some better shit coming up, trust me. Tyrone is not here, folks. Tyrone is not here. I'm going to bring Tear Coil on in just a second. Then Shadow DXS. Then Ronald Blankford. I don't believe I have Tyrone on the line. But tell Tyrone is on hold? All right, hang on a second. All right, I apologize, folks. I apologize. We do have Tyrone on the phone. Okay. So coming up, we got Tear Coil, Shadow DXS, Ronald Blankford, Tyrone, and Spyco. Stick around for that. Okay, let's go to the phone lines, and I believe we have Tear Coil with us. What's up, Tear Coil?
What's going on, Vince? How was your Christmas so far?
It was fantastic. I got together with family, had a nice dinner.
Good.
My tummy is happy. It was good. How was yours?
Good. About the same. Got together with some friends and some family and whatnot. I ate a good bit, and now I'm just chilling here with all of you crazy fuckers and sitting in a tiny chat room with L, Spyco, Hoik, XUL, some faggot named Octopus, and then Danny's sexy GQ ass. So,
Danny's forehead.
Do I?
No.
Yeah.
You're talking about Danny's in a tiny chat. All you see is his forehead.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
he's got a pretty... Don't get me wrong. He's got a nice hairline.
Yeah, he really does. I mean...
I envy his hairline.
He's got a five head, but I kind of really want to rub his bald head from time to time just for good luck.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's good having all these people with us. So,
I wonder if Danny can grow out a Jufro.
I would pay money to see that, actually.
Yeah, Danny. Let's start a campaign. Danny Dantalian.
Yeah.
Pull your hair out. Just let it go, bro. Let's see if it turns into a fro.
Oh, one other thing. I'm also sitting in this tiny chat with this crazy motherfucker with a Jufro who actually has a Jufro, and he goes by Chif Mevious on Twitter. So check that crazy motherfucker out, and, you know, be warned, he will touch you even if you don't want him to. So
Well, then why the fuck should I bother?
Well, you don't mind when I touch you, so.
Does it, well, would he touch me like you do?
Of course. Of course.
All right. No, that, well, the way you touch me is totally acceptable.
All right, let's make this less gay now. On to the next subject.
Yeah, can you please tell me why you like corn?
I don't know. I've listened to them since 1994 when they first came out, and when they first came out, their music kind of helped me through a lot of shit. I mean, typical fucking stereotype bullshit, but I don't know. I've been a fan of theirs ever since, so.
Somebody in the chat room.
I don't like their new shit, but.
Somebody in the chat room.
Their new shit fucking sucks.
Somebody in the chat room said, "Korn is the fish of metal."
Yeah, I could probably see that. Wait, let me scroll back up. Who the fuck said that?
I don't know. Who said that? Whoever said that, say it again. I don't know if I.
Yeah,
that,
say it
I'm
again.
Paraphrasing. I'm paraphrasing.
The fish of metal. God, that's actually really fitting. Considering fish is better than corn. Balls Diggity. That's a motherfucking screen name right there. Balls Diggity. God damn. Fish is better than corn. That's how bad corn is. Yeah, now.
Yeah, and you know what? I bet fish has probably covered a corn song and done a better job of it.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it past them, to be perfectly honest. So. Gonzo said it. Gonzo, corn is the fish of rap metal.
Corn is
Gonzo,
the
you
rap metal. I love it. Oh, it's gonna get. Sorry, folks. It's gonna get more painful.
Oh yes.
Or before it gets better tonight. Trust me. That was the first pill we had to swallow. Okay. Coming up next. We have our friend, our resident juggalo, our token juggalo, Shadow DXS. Welcome, Shadow.
Merry motherfucking Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Shadow. Thanks for calling in. What's going on, dude?
Oh, not much, man. Just hoping to God you got my YouTube video request.
Of course. I got you hooked up.
Because if you guys thought the corn was a nightmare, you ain't seen shit.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to ease people into the pain.
Oh, no. This isn't something that you can just gently slide on in after a couple of teases against the butthole. This is something that you got to look your lover deep in the eyes and go bite the motherfucking pillow, bitch. And just slide that motherfucker right on in. So.
Goddamn.
Big ups to the to Jackal Anon. Merry Christmas, Jackal Anon. I think he's in the chat room now. Randy Clemens in the chat room. Big ups to Randy Clemens. Merry Christmas.
Scarlet Kitty.
Good to see you. Merry Christmas, Scarlet Kitty. Merry Christmas, Nikki Smokes a Lot.
But he never asked a question about that makes you a bong.
What are you talking about?
I sent her a Twitter message on... You know, that social networking site, Twitter, and asking her if there was a, you know, acceptable bong piece out of some very expensive medical equipment that I had.
What? I missed that whole fucking thing.
Yeah, okay, I don't even pay attention to whatever what he says because it doesn't matter.
That's okay.
All I heard was Paul.
Sorry. My apologies, Shadow. I honestly wasn't listening because. I'm doubling or whatever, quadrupling one of my roles as a chat room moderator. And I just gave Spyco 2 minutes. Spyco, 2 minutes for scrolling.
He does this shit and thinks that, you know, he's perfectly normal.
Yeah.
Me and Spike have been going at it all day, ever since he invited more people into my tiny jet. And then he brags about it.
But it's not that serious. It's really not.
And you know what? Speaking of pain, not only are we going to be playing an Insane Clown Posse song in a minute.
God damn it.
At 1 At one point during the program, we will have Spica live on the air.
And that'll be a time.
Yeah.
I can't wait, dude. I really cannot wait.
Really? Do you want me to just bring him on? Do you want me to just bring him on now?
Then I
sure,
have to leave.
Go ahead. Let's go. No,
don't
be a pussy.
Right now, we'll just get rid of Spike right now, and then we'll do Insane Clown Posse, and then we'll be in the clear.
All right.
Okay.
I'll pick on.
All right, and then we got to bring Tyrone and Ronald Langford on.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
So Spike-O, you're there. What's up?
Oh yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga. What's up, Vince? Merry Christmas, Merry Kwanzaa, Merry fucking Happy Hanukkah, all that shit. What up? What it do? And fuck ICP, fuck the clowns, fuck the juggalos, fuck the juggalettes. You know what I'm talking about? Danny knows what.
Says the dude that was jamming to their fucking music earlier today.
I hung up on him.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that was quick as shit.
I don't need that. This is goddamn Christmas, folks. Let's be positive, all right?
Oh yeah.
I want to keep the show rolling. I don't want to get sidetracked by that. I don't know what else to say.
No.
Okay. We've got a ton of callers on the line. I'm gonna go screen some calls, and you guys rock out to some Insane Clown Posse. Shadow, do you want to set up this song before I play it?
Hell yeah, this song is off of the album called The Pendulum. It is called Scataclaws. It is the last track on the album and by far the best one that they've ever pumped out for the holiday season. So please, let your eardrums bleed to this god-awful, insane music.
Platinum.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can cut it off, man. It's over.
No, there's more.
Yeah, no, but it's just this guy rambling on.
Yeah, this is what you like. This is what you, that's your favorite song. Some guy just.
I hope to God everybody hated that.
Oh
yeah,
I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize. Oh, Strope is in the house. Hey, Strope. My bad. That was the one and only time I will ever play both Korn and Insane Clown Posse on my show ever again.
Yeah.
Hey, actually, I was going to ask you, Shadow, have you ever been trolled by the Bill Wagoner crew?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I think you might now.
Okay.
They specialize... One of their specialties is trolling juggalos.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty good, too. I mean, one of them did a fucking juggalo rap.
No, the greatest thing I ever saw about juggalo trolling was the Juggalo Holocaust. That shit was funny as hell. These guys are like hardcore anti-juggalo to the point where they're screaming, let's kill all the clowns and blah, blah, blah. I think it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, well.
What? I've got a question. There is absolutely nothing that I have seen from that whole group that has any allure whatsoever. So I have got to know from your perspective, what the fuck possessed you to get into ICP and become a juggalo? Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, by profile alone, you fit 90% of their fucking followers just by being really fucking large. But there's got to be something more than that, so...
I mean, honestly, man, it's just like... It's like Korn, either you love it or you hate it, you know? I mean...
Okay.
I mean, it's not like... It's not really something that's for everybody, you know? I mean, it singles out the scrubs in the world. Those that were always picked on and, you know, treated like shit because they were, you know, poor or fat or, you know, lengthy, whatever. You know, point is, it singles out all the misfits in the world. And
okay.
That's kind of spoke to us. So.
Good time. So okay, kids. Well, the glory rolls on with our special Christmas edition. I'm going to now bring on, I just saw that we were talking about the Bill Wagoner crew, and Danny Dantalian says in the chat room, Bill Wagoner are affiliates of Wrestle League. So, yeah, I noticed that. The Bill Wagoner crew and the Wrestle League have collaborated. Yeah, I mean, who hasn't collaborated with the Wrestle League? I mean, come on.
Do they know that there's a juggalo in the Wrestle League?
Probably.
Uh-oh.
Probably not, actually. Uh-oh. Probably not, actually. You were dealing with one member. You were actually dealing with a junior member of the BWC. So the senior brass at the BWC are strictly anti-juggalo.
Cool. Well, they can come get these juggalo painted balls.
Do you have a YouTube account?
Do I have a YouTube account? Yeah.
Blast it in the chat room and have fun. Put your Twitter in there too. Put your Twitter in there too.
I'm not in your chat room right now. I'm outside.
Oh, well, whatever. All right, speaking of Wrestle League, we have Ronald Langford with us now. What's up, Ronald?
Shit. I just want to say, Vince, I heard Dear Coyle talking about Korn. I just want to say anyone who thinks Korn is good is mentally retarded.
Do what? I didn't even hear that.
Anyone who thinks Korn is good is mentally retarded.
So you think Korn's mentally retarded?
No, anyone who thinks Korn is good is mentally retarded.
Yeah, well, obviously, I hang out with all of you fuckers all the time, so there's got to be something wrong with my brain, I swear.
You don't
also,
hang out with
juggalos
one of us. I thought you're dead.
Do what? All I heard was something about sucking a dick.
Juggalos suck dick.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's fucking blatantly obvious. Korn fans can hide their shit, so.
Teddy DXS can't even juggle 40 ounce. puke, and it was only a 32 ounce.
The third one.
The third one?
Yeah, I threw up the third one.
It was only 32 ounce.
Ronald, you're always so incredibly laid back whenever you call into Vince's show. It's like everything gets wild and fucking loud as shit, and the minute you get on, everything's got this kind of smooth undertone and relaxed feel now, because, yeah, it's just
shit.
Chill.
You want to be able to hear what it is he has to say, you have to shut the fuck up.
Shit.
Yeah, pretty much. See, we're going to have to get everyone who says that shit together in, like, a shit battle and see who does it best. X you out for
I'll definitely
to
win.
Think that Vince does it best.
No,
well see,
Ronald Langford is already the... Ronald Langford has the signature shit.
Well, then
there's
you
no
go.
Doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. You know, it's catching on when Asshurt MacFags start saying it. Like, she used to be, like, talk shit about it. Now she actually tweets and says it.
Well,
shit. All right, let's bring on another Wrestle League member. We have a member of the Wrestle League. Also, he's part of the Gaza Loot crew, all sorts of crews. He's a man about the internet.
Oh, shit.
Talking about Tyrone.
Lame
up,
nigga,
Tyrone?
Be quiet. Lame nigga, be quiet. You in the presence of a real nigga. Hey, lame nigga, be quiet.
Shit.
You in the real nigga present. Oh, what up? I'm on the air.
Yeah,
oh, shit. I was
yeah,
no, my
Tyrone, you're on.
Oh,
you're on, Tyrone.
I was just listening to that 2 Chainz, though. I was just listening to that 2 Chainz. You heard that 2 Chainz riot?
No,
hey, check it out. If
no.
you go to www.2chainz.com, you can listen to that song. Go on ahead, go to www.2chainz.com, see what come up, though. I bet you Praise Brook Twitter gonna come up if you go to that website. Shit just got jacked in the core. That shit just got jacked on Christmas Eve. 2 Chainz
really?
Got mad on Christmas Eve. Brook be tearing things up on the internet, though.
Not as bad as Sarah.
Bitches don't
Wait,
know about
can,
Brook. That hoe crazy.
Hold up, Tyrone. Spit some education, because I ain't heard of this shit yet. What's happened?
Go to www.2chainz.com, and
okay.
It'll redirect you to Brooke's Twitter, Praise Brooke, at Praise Brooke. She done jacked 2 Chainz' website, dog. Girl tripping.
Oh,
why girl be tripping, though? Why girl be tripping, though?
You know what would be really funny is if she linked it to her Tumblr instead.
Shit. But yo, Vince, I'll be on this white people drink. Vince, you ever had that white people drink called eggnog, though?
Yeah.
Vince, that drink crazy, dog.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. They're trying to tell me that drink had eggs in it and some milk in it. I was like, man, and some liquor in it. I was like, man, I ain't going to drink that. Man, I took some drinks out. I was like, man, I got to keep drinking this right here. This shit good, dog. Before you know it, I drank about half the bottle. Oh, Vince, I'm tore up, Vince. You don't even know, dog. Them white people know how to drink, though, dog.
I've been doing it longer than you have.
Shit, dog. I gotta admit, though, that white people drink good, though.
Shit.
Shit, good, though, dog.
That's right, folks. We are celebrating the Christmas holiday here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Vincent McMay with Shadow DXS, Ronald Langford, and Tyrone. We're holding it down. If you want to join us, ladies out there, if you're listening, don't be shy. 347-826-7667. We have Tear Coil with us, of course. And, God, do you guys want to talk to Spyco?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know, Vince, man. I'm so drunk right now, man. I'm thinking about just getting the chopper, firing off a few rounds in the air. What you think, Vince? Yeah, I'm about to get the chopper. Hold up. I'm going to fire off a few rounds, though.
Dude, it's
Christmas Eve.
I'm going to
fire off the chopper, though.
Okay, you know what? I'm kidding. Wait a second. Well, I can. Oh, God, just.
Yeah, Lane, it'll be quiet, though. I got the chopper, dog.
Understand? I told you guys this before. You understand that those bullets eventually land somewhere, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter as long as it doesn't land on you.
Man, Vince, Isaac Newton was a liar, Vince. Isaac Newton was a liar.
I just don't appreciate you firing off rounds into the air live on my program. That's
it's fireworks, Vince.
Yeah. Friday.
Whatever.
Whoa, man, it's America, dog. We got the right to own bears, dog.
You're going to get kicked off Blog Talk Radio. Meeps Ghost says she's never had eggnog in her life. You're not missing much. Not that.
Meeps, you don't know. That's not white people drink, though. It's good, though. I know them white people don't know how to drink, but, like, for real, though, they do, though. Because I had that white, I was around a white people party tonight, and they talking about, oh, you should drink something. This is called eggnog. I was like, what, it got egg in it? And they were like, yo. I was like, what? Man, I ain't going to drink that. They were like, no, take a drink. I took a drink. I drank half the bottle. I also tore up, Meeps. You don't even know. Shit, good though.
I think we have tear. I think we have teardrop back, tear coil back. Tear, are you there?
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, just listening to Tyrone trip out on some eggnog, man. Yeah, I don't even know what to say to this.
Gonzo,
try it with some
chat room
in it, dude.
Chat in the chat room. Gonzo says corn, cough syrup, and eggnog for the win. I think that's a
what
waste
the
of eggnog.
Fuck is Gonzo on?
Yeah. Gonzo's on that Emic shit, dude. Don't even
fucking Gonzo,
man.
Let's not go there right now. Hey, what's going on, Tyrone?
God.
Hey, Tyrone, Tear Coil is saying what's up to you.
Oh, what up?
Like I said, man, try that shit with some rum in it. That's the way to go.
I think that's what they made it with, though. I think that's how they did it.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know how you make it, to be honest. I don't know what you do. What, you just mix up a bunch of eggs and some milk in a blender and put some rum in it? I don't know how you make that shit.
Hey,
white people drink
that. I don't know. I buy that shit in a carton, dude.
Hey, I just wanted to say Merry Christmas. I have to go. Food's dinner is served, so have yourself a Merry Christmas.
Of course
Christmas.
You got
to
leave for dinner. Of course. You can't miss dinner.
It's almost 1 in the morning. You're having dinner?
Yeah.
You have dinner every 15 minutes, Vince. You should know this by now.
He literally has dinner every hour on the hour. That's crazy.
I will call you guys back when dinner's done.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Shadow DSS, appreciate the call. Thank you. And also the musical selection. That was great. Oh, ICP. Well, wow. I think we're going to take another quick little break. Hopefully we can get some more callers to join us here. I want to fulfill a request here, another tune that is in a Christmas song. This is going to be Little Drummer Boy, performed by David Bowie and Bing Crosby, of all people. I don't know, this was recorded, I think, sometime early 70s, maybe. I don't know. This is requested by Von Rage, who's in the chat room. Hey, Von Rage, why don't you, I don't know, give a link to this, too, so people can see the video that this is from. It's kind of a trip to see David Bowie hanging out with Bing Crosby. But anyways, this is Little Drummer Boy. I'll be right back.
A newborn king to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring for Rumpa-Pum-Pum, Rumpa-Pum-Pum, Rumpa-Pum-Pum.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our finest
day of glory.
May the day
to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Okie dokie, folks. Welcome back. That was Fulfilling Request once again for Von Rage. Von Rage, thank you so much for the request and your lovely presence in the chat room. Once again, that was David Bowie and Bing Crosby, Little Drummer Boy, for Von Rage. So, got a few more requests to fulfill before the night is done. We're still in the first hour. Don't be shy, especially ladies. Von Rage, even. Please, by all means, call in, say hello, let us know how you're doing on this Christmas Eve. Or it's Christmas Day, I guess, for the East Coasters. Merry Christmas, Von Rage. Thank you for the request. And, of course, tonight, our Christmas panel now consists of Ronald Langford. Ronald Langford.
Shit.
Tyrone.
Lame nigga, be quiet.
Spyko. Spyko, you're on the panel, dude. Just you gotta.
Come on.
Yeah, you're there.
What? Hey, what's up? Sorry, I was in tiny chat.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever.
Alright, cool.
And then we also have, of course, Tear Coil. Welcome back, Tear Coil.
Yeah. What's up?
Vince, does everybody got a drink in their hand right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have.
We need to propose a toast, Vince.
Okay.
We need to propose a toast.
Let's do this.
To the one night that all the InfoSec community can come together. And it don't matter if you Jen Amick or if you anonymous owner or if you Jack of the Non-Name.
No, Jen Amick is not allowed.
It's Christmas, Ron Langford. Even the great, harsh, all-knowing, all-judgmental Ron Langford has to have a little tiny piece of soul in his heart to find a little bit of room for that big old ass on Jen and Mick to come
Jen
in and commune with us on Christmas.
If she's drinking bong water.
Let us just propose a toast to the entire InfoSec community and to the one night that the InfoSec community can come together and be together on this radio show. But most of all, let us propose a toast to Cosmo. And everybody tilt your glass and drink.
Already.
My bad. What's going on? What happened? I was in the green room.
I don't know. Vince, did you unmute me?
No. Everybody's unmuted. What's going on? What did I miss?
All right. Tyron was spitting out a toast, and then I think the niggas don't.
Wait, who's got really silky background noise? That's Spyco. That's Spyco. Okay, Spyco's on timeout for having filthy, ugly background noise. So
hey,
currently, folks, if you want to join the conversation, it's real easy to do, 347-826-7667. Ladies, don't be shy. We've got quite a few, interesting and fascinating gentlemen on the panel tonight that would like to entertain you or be entertained by you. Don't be shy, 347-826-7667. And, I'm just getting something now. We are now going to go to a news break here, a breaking news. We're going to go down. This is just breaking now. Apparently, there's been something going on with Netflix. And I'm going to bring on our technology correspondent, Crappy Airbags. Let's cut to him right now. Hang on.
Yay.
That's right. Time for another.
You got news music, but you ain't got no newscaster.
Crappy, are you there?
Vince, hi. I'm live here from Anonymous High Command, where Netflix has just been laid to waste. And Facebook is commencing as we speak. Apparently, it looks like Netflix has some circular routes on their BGP routers.
Crappy Airbags is a faggot.
Facebook is next. That's right. Op Facebook commences in...
You heard it here first, folks. A Vincent Bay News exclusive. I don't even have Netflix, so it doesn't affect me.
Vince? Hey,
what? Open up, you're all under arrest.
Yeah, we're busted.
Hey, Vince?
Yeah, what's up?
Just so you know,
Netflix is currently up. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Oh. Okay, never mind that. Never mind that. It might be just be down for certain areas. Who knows?
Well, see, you know, people would have to know how to computer in order to get to Netflix, so... I mean, I don't have that much faith in many of the anonymous members to even turn on their fucking...
Hey, man, if they take down Netflix, I was trying to watch some porno on there, man. I'm going to be pissed. I'm just saying.
Dude, just go to triplexbunker.com. That's actually a...
Listen, I like porno with a storyline. I'm a fucking cultured gentleman, all right? I like my porno to have a storyline and dialogue and plot. That's why I go to Netflix.
See, he's got that classy shit. That's what it is. Tom's a real fucking G. Wants the classy shit to go on.
Yeah, like, you ever seen that porno, Tear Coil? You ever seen that porno, what was it called? It was called, The Hills Have Thighs. You ever seen that shit?
No, I've actually got to check that one out.
It was like The Hills Have Eyes, but it was a porno, so they called it The Hills Have Thighs. And it followed the same storyline, you know what I'm saying? But it was a porno.
Well, was it... It still remained sexy, though, right? Like,
It was all kind of wincest and inbred and everything up in that bitch, man. You don't even know.
Well,
shit.
Right, yeah. Yep, that's my sentiment exactly. That's scary. What in the fuck is Spyco 8886? What the fuck is that? Oh, he's fucking typing out the Netflix contact shit, so...
All right. Vince, can we call up Netflix? Can we call the Netflix head command center and let me talk to him? Call up the Netflix command center.
Yeah, Vince.
Do you think they open on Christmas?
I'm sure they are. They've got to have 24-hour support, even on holidays, man. Because everything else is fucking close. What else are people going to do, you know? Netflix.
Shit, Vince, just call up a 7-Eleven. Call up something, Vince. Call up a 7-Eleven or some shit. Vince, why you still got that news music going? Ain't nobody talking about news, dog.
I think he forgot us, man.
He still got that news music going.
You niggas need some more news?
Shit. Well, when in Rome.
What the fuck is that?
Yes, this is Tyrone reporting live from the ghetto, from the front lines, bringing you the latest and the greatest from the hood. Earlier today, little baby mama Jenkins and them was caught red-handed trying to rob the Dollar General stealing diapers and baby formula. When they was asked why they were doing such a thing, they just said, ain't nobody got time for that. And this has been Tyrone with the latest and greatest from the ghetto. Back to you, Vince.
Goddamn.
We need to let him
on the
show.
Vince left his own show.
Yeah, I know. He does
that. A motherfucker.
Is that crappy? That's got to be
crappy.
Crappy.
Do a three-way call right now with Charlie Wong. Do it. I know you got his number. Call him up. Tell him Tyrone want to talk to him.
Come on, Crappy.
Crappy.
Don't get shy and bashful now.
Crappy, I know you got his number.
Man, I'm all sketched out with the phone call shit after earlier this week. Fuck that. Somebody's fucking around.
What happened? What happened with the phone call shit?
Some dickhead calling Vince's phone and my cell phone.
I don't know about that.
She's talking about the Agent Sabu sock puppet. I think it's Adjuster sock puppet.
I have it on good authority that the actual Sabu goes and hangs out in IRC under the name FBI Agent Sabu. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but this wasn't FBI. It was just Agent Sabu.
Oh. Well, I don't know then. don't know. Somebody needs to get Charlie Wong on the phone, yeah. though. I want Charlie Wong to come on your show and do magic tricks over the radio, because you know he do magic tricks, right?
Yeah.
He deleted all his card tricks from YouTube, but he do magic tricks, though.
He does. So coming up, kids, we have...
you want to call him at home?
Somebody right. need to call Charlie
Go
Wong.
Ahead, call him, three-way him in.
Do it.
Yeah, just fucking do it.
Seriously, do it.
I'll see if he picks up.
It's like...
Oh, shit. Chai Wong, motherfucker. Chai motherfucking Wong. Already know.
Okay, it's about 6 a.m. It's 6 in the morning where he's at.
Wake that nigga up. I don't give a fuck.
I'm with Tyrone on this. Fuck that. Just wake his ass up.
He ain't gonna wake up. It's 6 a.m. shit. He ain't gonna wake up. He probably down there under the tree waiting for Santa Claus right now.
All right. Well, while Bags is trying to get a hold of Shari Wong's, I'm going to bring on Rep Dan. Rep Dan, what's up?
Hey, thanks for having me on, Vince. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Rep Dan. Welcome to the show. How are you doing this fine holiday evening?
Oh, shit, it's Representative Dan Gordon, the Food Stamp Champion. Nigga, I vote for you every year, dawg.
What up, T? Hey, yo, I got that iPhone. Big ups to Gaza Luke crew. I hope you got your 40. Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir, I got it. That's what's up, Rep Dan. Rep Dan know what's up, though.
Tyrone, straight player. He knows what up. You should be Senate president. I'm telling you something. Anywho, just drove 14 hours from Rhode Island down to South Kakalaki to visit the folks. Figured I'd catch a bit of the show. And grateful for the opportunity to come on and say Merry Christmas to everybody. Tyrone, Vince, Meeps, Spyco, DXS, XUO, all those folks that I've encountered in the Twitter sphere, son, that have enriched my life.
Rep Dan, did anybody ever tell you you kind of sounded like Christopher Walken, though, when you be talking? You kind of sounded like Christopher Walken, though.
Is that creeping you up, brother?
No, you sound kind of cool, though. You kind of got that swagger with the voice, though, like Christopher Walken. I'm just saying.
I definitely got my lean on. That's faux show.
Rep Dan gives hand jobs to kindergartners.
God.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you and the kindergartners. Yes.
Rep Dan has a fucking above ground full of fucking algae like a bitch.
And Merry Christmas to you, crappy shithead.
But I love you, Rep.
But this isn't the time or place for that. We have our fun on Twitter. I love all you guys, you know.
I love you, too. Just don't use retreaded condoms anymore, bro.
I don't even know what that means, but thank you.
Found one in the toilet this morning, bro.
This nigga say kindergartners. I started rolling, dog.
I know, right, T?
Oh, shit. Rep Dan, how you going to let him try you like that, dog? He try you, dog.
That kid don't faze me none. You kidding me? I'm an elected representative. I've been in jail. I committed crimes. I've been on OJ low-speed chases and still got elected.
So you're saying it's true.
It passed. So
you, in fact, give hand jobs to kindergarten.
One of the most important laws in the history of the United States in regards to NDAA. If you're going to let some skid get under my skin, jeez.
Hey, Rep Dan, now listen, Ronald Langford ain't no skid. Ronald Langford high overlord of Russell League. He is all-seeing eye.
I'm not talking about Ronald. Ronald's straight props to Ronald. I'm talking about the crappy.
Crappy airbag. He's a faggot.
Straight up.
Yeah, niggas. We all fags up in this piece, yo.
Like, not that there's anything wrong with that, but
Well, it's say.
Hey, are we good-looking bitches with a dick?
Listen, right down, though, it say in 2 Deuteronomy chapter 3 that a man lay with another a man when the iron sharpen iron and a man rub up against another man, though. So, it say that in 2 Deuteronomy.
Well, personally,
I
want to
make an announcement. I'm teaming up with 2 Chainz against Anonymous. We're going to have to
Lame nigga, be quiet. Lame nigga, be quiet. You in a real nigga prison. Lame nigga, be quiet.
Oh, shit. I wouldn't play with Tyrone like that. Mm-mm. Not even.
Shit.
No. No, sir. No, sir.
So, Agent Bax. Agent Bax, have we, did you try getting a hold of Shari Wong's?
Yeah, I can't. Number's no good anymore, but I know somebody who has a good number, and I just texted
forget
him.
About it. Forget about it. It's okay. Don't worry.
Vince, I can request a song, though.
Oh, God.
For next
what?
Break.
No.
You
no.
got to play You got to play 2 Chainz Riot. 2 Chainz Riot.
No. No, it's too late.
Yeah,
to,
Vince,
no.
Why you tripping, dog? No, Vince,
dude,
why you tripping, though? You probably don't hear this song.
Let us to the club.
Shit, what is this shit, okay? I'm getting, I'm sorry, everybody. I'm putting everybody on lockdown. Everybody, I'm instituting martial law all across the board. Every panelist is muted. Oh, my God. Except for Tear Coil. Tear Coil, are you there? Can you hear me? Is this thing on?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm here, man.
Oh, my God.
I was a little gangster right there. So, I mean, it's good shit, though. Tyrone's good people. Rep Dan's good people.
Yeah. You know who else is good people? Somebody I want to bring in real quick who just wants to pop in and say hi. I'm talking about Mr. Randy. Randy, who does his own show here on Blog Talk Radio. What's up, Randy?
Hey, how you doing, Vince? I just wanted to wish you and everybody at Vince in the Bay a very Merry Christmas. You know, Tyrone, Ronald Langford, Spike O, and the rest of the crew, you know, you guys are hilarious as hell, and I've been having some tough times the last month or so, and you guys bring a smile to my face, so I wanted to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you, man.
All right. Hey, I got a jet. Peace to you, Vince.
All right, and peace be with you.
You have our gratitude.
347-826-7667 is the number. I'm here with Tear Coil. Tyrone is here. Crappy Airbag.
Yeah, Vince, you play Shadow song, you play Tear Coil song, and then I'm gonna get on a request a song, and you ain't gonna play my song. That's racist, dog. You
right,
play
fine.
Two white people song, but you don't play no
right,
black
right.
man song. What
right,
what's
okay,
up with that, dog?
Shut up for a second. What did you want me to play?
2 Chainz Riot.
2 Chainz Riot.
Yo, that's the song I wanted to hear, though.
Oh man, hang on a second. I'm just gonna.
I got to play it on the next break. 2 Chainz spelled with a Z instead of S.
All right, I found it. I'm downloading it. And I'm going to upload it in a second. All right.
I just want to make sure you weren't racist, dog, because you was talking about no, and you play 2 white people song, but you don't want to play a black man song. I thought you might have been racist or something.
No, not at all. Not at all. No.
Come yeah, on. See, I knew you was better than that, though.
Wait, what makes you think I'm white?
Because your voice, you got a white people voice. And also, I can
tell.
Just
because I got a white people voice on me, my fucking skin ain't dark. Goddamn, Tyrone.
I bet you smell like a wet dog when you get wet in the rain.
Well, it's better than cocoa butter.
No, cocoa butter smell good. Because, see, when white people get wet in the rain, they smell like a wet dog, though.
You sniff a lot of wet white people, Tyrone?
No, dog, but it was like when I used to be going to school as a kid and have to ride a bus, all the white people, if it be raining at a bus stop, and then they get on the bus and I have to sit next to a white kid, it smell like wet dog, though. And black people don't smell like that.
Oh, hang on.
When they
Tyrone,
get wet.
Okay. Tyrone, hang on. I'm uploading it now. It's 2 Chainz with a Z.
Yo.
And the name of the song is?
Riot.
Okay, I think I found it. All right, I'm uploading it now. It'll be uploaded in a second.
Yo.
Anywho.
But why is that? Do you think it's something genetic, like something that seeps through the white people pores, like when they get wet, that they smell like that wet dog smell? You know what I'm talking about? What is it with that?
I got nothing.
Who's that directed to?
Any white person. I don't know. I can't answer the question. Can't smell it, white person.
We can't smell it.
Well, that's because you're used to smell. You know, I've heard from other white people that black people have a certain smell about them. And black people are unaware of this smell. And we don't know what it smells like because we can't smell it because we're too used to it. So, but this is also the same. This is the counter side of that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if we can get any insight on this.
We're not going to get anywhere because we can't smell our honky shit and you can't smell your blackness.
So we just at a loss, then. We at a Mexican standoff. Somebody need to get some scientists on this, though, for real, because there might be the cure to cancer in this. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't even joking. This might be the cure to cancer. If you could figure out the link between the white people smell and the black people smell, you might be able to figure out the gene that cure cancer.
I think fucking Tyrone is onto something here.
I'm just saying, man, because nobody can figure it out.
So white people sniffing and black people sniffing and cure cancer. All right, yeah, that works.
But that's the thing. That's the thing, though, because white people can smell black people and they know the smell of black people. But black people can smell white people and they know the smell of white people. But black people can smell black people and not know that smell. White people can smell white people and not know that smell. So what we got to do, we got to get an Asian to come in and mediate this, differentiate the smells between both races.
We tried to talk about Asians the other day. We tried to get a discussion on Asians going the other day. It just fell flat.
Asians are the key, Vince.
All right, dude.
You know what I'm saying? Asians are the key, dog.
All right, we're going to do a little reset here. Tyrone is on the panel with us, obviously. Tear coils here, crappy airbags, Representative Dan. We also have quite a few other people called in at the moment. Geist, and I think maybe even... Assert might be lurking in the trenches. I hope if they're listening or tuned in, they should definitely call in and raise their hand. If you're new to the show and you're called in and you want to talk, you just got to press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert us that you want to join the conversation.
If I may, I think, and this is Rep Dan, I think Tyrone may have a point here, and being a duly elected representative until January the 1st, anywho, that the white man drink, otherwise known as the Nog, may have a key ingredient that differentiates the scents between black man and the white man, if that makes any sense. Discuss.
You're talking about a white people got some... You talking about this eggnog that the white people drink? Is some kind of secret drink, secret recipe,
that
can unlock the actual white people genome?
There's some sort of pheromone all up in there that may perhaps.
So what you saying is that when I drank that eggnog, I drank white people DNA?
That's very possible. I'm just tossing out speculation.
So you talking about I'm gonna have the vitiligo now? You talking about I'm gonna have the vitiligo now?
All I'm saying is watch out when you step on the bus and people of color start sniffing around you going, what is this?
If I get the vitiligo, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't have no vitiligo, though.
I can't
have the vitiligo.
You'll be all right.
No, I ain't going to go down like Michael Jackson. I ain't going to get my shit bleached. I'll walk around polka dot. I don't give a fuck. I'm black, dog. I ain't going to bleach my skin.
That shit's good, ain't it?
What's good? Vitiligo ain't good. Who want to walk around looking like a Dalmatian?
Yeah, but it don't matter. If you're down enough of that drink, you'll be all right.
No, man, then I'm going to be all white. See, Rep Dan, I just uncovered your ploy. I just uncovered your ploy. You're trying to get all the black people to drink eggnog so that they all become white, and then you do your ethnic cleansing because you're actually the Aryan Brotherhood. I just uncovered you, Rep Dan. Just uncovered you, white supremacist Rep Dan.
No. Remember the Christopher Walken swag? Remember? We just talked
about
it.
Yeah, but that was before you just revealed your Aryan Brotherhood prophecy to me. You actually have it in your mind to infect all the black African Americans in America and make them become white through your ethnic cleansing through eggnog.
My dark skinned brother, I have you know, I just watched Roots the other night, and I have to correct you on one point, not to get off the topic.
You just watched what the other night? You racist, dog. I'm talking about you just watched Roots the other night. Roots the other night. That's the most racist thing I ever heard, dog. Come on. Seriously?
It's education, and I recommend it to education. All of my fellow legislators if they watch that.
Listen, dog, you want to know about Roots? You want to know Roots, the real version? I sit up and listen to my grandmama talk to me and tell me bedtime stories. That's Roots, the real version. She tell me bedtime stories when I'm 8 years old talking about life on the plantation. That's some bedtime story going to give you nightmares, dog. That's the real Roots. Y'all white people don't even know, dog. Come on, dog. You racist, dog.
I don't know. My Netflix is down.
You're a card-carrying member of the Ku Klux Klan, though.
That hurt my feelings.
You burn crosses in your backyard.
That hurt my feelings.
Wow, harsh words. Lots of drama here. You know, hey, it's Christmas time. We're supposed to be, it's supposed to be peace and goodwill towards men.
Vince. Listen, I don't even care if Vince is a KKK. If he's KKK, more power to him. You'll burn a cross. I'll come burn a, I'll go, what's the symbol for white people anyway? I'll go burn a, Windmill? No, I was thinking more like, what's something white people really like?
Eggnog.
Oops.
I'll go burn a statue of Barry Manilow if you burn a cross, and I'll do it right there with you. I don't care. It's Christmas.
And I second that motion, Mr. Speaker. Can we move forward?
Vince is in the green room with some.
No. You guys were in the green room for about 10 minutes. It's all good.
I don't know, Vince.
Yeah.
I gotta go to the bathroom. I drank so much eggnog.
Actually, to be honest,
I'll sort this out. I'll be right back.
I'm about to pee my pants. So I want to fulfill a request for Tyrone. Actually, while he's taking a piss, I hope he can hear. Tyrone, are you still there? Can you still hear me?
No, he's dipped out for the moment.
Right. That's too bad. He wanted to hear, what was it, 2 Chainz Riot?
Yes.
Tyrone, are you there?
No, he stepped away for a moment.
God damn it. So what's the point of playing a song?
I don't know. Fuck.
Okay.
I think he said he had to go piss. He's been drinking 40s all fucking night, so.
Well, that's perfect, because you know what? We're going to do a chat room roll call real quick.
All right.
We haven't officially done one, so we're going to do one right now. We got 40 minutes left, folks. If you want to call in, I have it on good word that we're going to be joined by the whore at some point.
Wait, the whore from Tiny Chat?
Yeah. She's going to call in later.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, stick around.
Well, I know where you'll be, so.
God damn it. I'm waiting until Tyrone comes back.
All right, he's back. He just picked the phone back up.
Is the show still on the air? Is the radio show still on? What's going on, man?
Tyrone, so you wanted to
hear... Yo, what up?
You had a musical request.
Yes, I did. 2 Chainz Riot.
All right.
Yo.
Okay. I think I got the right one, okay? Here you go. Just for you, Tyrone. This is 2 Chainz with his track Riot. For Tyrone. Right here on the Christmas Eve edition of Disorderly Conduct. Join us, 347-826-7667. Here you go, Tyrone. Chat room. This is a great song to scroll to. This is a scrolling only for the next 5 minutes. Scrolling. Notice I'm not muting Spyco. He is full scrolling. Everybody, if you want to get out your scrolling, do it now. Spyco and I are both scrolling VITB for life. But once again, you're listening to 2 Chainz, Riot. The new one from 2 Chainz, it's Riot. And let's have a little chat room riot, okay? All right, we're going to get back into this. You're in the mix with Vince in the Bay. Thing. I'm not a faggot, all right? I enjoy the company of women. Of women. There you go, Tyrone. You're 2 Chainz.
Vince, that wasn't the song, though.
Oh, that wasn't it?
No, that was the wrong song. And that's confirmed
shit.
That you are racist, indeed racist, that you play 2 white people songs and you ain't played a black man song. That means you racist, though.
Fuck, dude. All right, crappy
I'm gonna sick Blitzkrieg on you from Anonymous. I'm gonna call up Anonymous right now, and I'm gonna sick him on you from Blitzkrieg.
Whoa! I didn't know this was like serious business. Hang on, just a minute. All right. Here you go. Here's your song.
Bitch, you made me so mad I choke on my beer. I'm so mad right now. You don't even know. You got till the end of the night to redeem yourself, Vince. That's all I'm saying. If you don't play the real 2 Chainz Riot song, that means you are racist. And then I'm going to report you to Op Blitzkrieg from Anonymous. And they're going to hack you.
Yeah.
hang on a second. Wait, we're having technical difficulties here. Okay, here we go. No, this is not it. All right, here we go. Whoa.
That was it.
I'm trying to cue it up.
You ain't got to play it right now. You can play it on the next break. I'm just saying you got to the end of the night, or I'll report you to Op Blitz, Craig.
All right, fine. No, I have it. It's just not loading right. I pressed the wrong button, and it played some other song that kind of sounded like it. I thought it was the right one. Okay, this is what's up. This is it right here, right?
Yo, that it right there. Yeah, dog.
Jeez. Proper's to robotic chaotic baby. I'm so glad you tuned into the show. No, I was not playing Mythodonk. I apologize, but that's not on playlist tonight. Actually, that two changes to have been on the goddamn playlist. You know, Tyrone is left. I have a couple more tunes to play when I get the fuck out of here. Anyway. You want to join this nonsense, even if you just want to pop in and say hello and Merry Christmas, that's totally acceptable. We have with us Tear Coil, Craft Bill Bags, Rep Dan, oh, geez, pardon me, and several other
callers. Have Tyrone on mute because it's a massive feedback. All diggity says Nickelback or Rose. No. I apologize. That's not going to be happening.
Yeah, no. If you ever play Nickelback, I will never call in.
Yeah, Spyko's requesting an unmute. Let's give him one shot. Go ahead, Spyko.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing. Merry Christmas, Spyko.
Merry Christmas, Vince in the Bay. I hope you like your Twitter line. I tweeted you like about 5,000 times. You'll love it. You'll love it. You should go check that out right now. You still there, Vince? Or are you doing that dead air thing again, which you always do? Are you there, buddy?
He's probably screening calls or some shit, Spyko.
He's probably going to his Twitter line like, holy fuck.
Either that.
I raped. Yeah. Hey, Vince, can I get some Nickelback? Maybe some Coldplay?
Spyko, I will ban you from Tiny Chat.
You know, maybe some Limp Bizkit. Maybe some Coldplay, some Nickelback. The best bands ever, you know.
May I suggest a White Lion? Merry Christmas, Spyko from Rep Dan. Hello.
What up, Rep Dan? I want to brush that hair, boy.
Get it, son. Get it.
Oh, yeah, get it. Oh, yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
Makes me sleepy. Oh, there it is. There it is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, nigga.
Eyes are getting droopy.
I hear somebody else. Somebody's echoing or some shit. Who else is brushing their teeth? And who the fuck is Danny talking to?
There's no telling.
Okay, guys. Check this out. We have live on the air. Get ready for this. A live performance. This is going to be Fire Dog and Devil Dog 64.
Oh, you.
They're calling
oh,
it.
Shit.
And they're gonna do. They're gonna sing. They're gonna sing a song for us. So here they are. Go ahead, gentlemen. You're on the air live.
Let's do this.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay, for Jesus Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place. And with true love and brotherhood, each other now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas, all lovers now must face. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Yeah, aw, yeah.
Thanks, man. No, thank you. That was fantastic. That was like the climax of the night. Big ups to Devil Dog and to Fire Dog and Devil Dog 64 for that live performance. Major big ups. Merry Christmas to them. Merry Christmas to you. We also have joining the party here. Nikki smokes a lot from our friends over at the Marijuana Happy Hour. What's up, Nikki?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas to you. How are you doing this evening or morning or whatever it is?
Very well, very high.
As we would expect, considering your name is Mickey, Nikki smokes a lot of Kush.
The name says it all.
What'd you think of that little a cappella deal there?
Oh, that was wonderful. Great job, guys.
Oh, yeah, Fire Dog and Devil Dog 64. Once again, I don't know what the song was. Comfort and Day. That it's old school. But, man, are you in the chat room right now, Nikki? Do you even pay attention to it?
No.
Okay, good. But if you ever do, if you don't, you know what? Spyco is going to get muted. Spyco is muted for having, he's muted for having gay, fruity, pink text and, you know, bold with the biggest font possible, underlined, scrolling, spamming, talking shit. 2 minutes for that. Oh, I apologize, folks. Spyco means well, but he's overbearing. He, you know, it's just you gotta lay down the law.
Put your foot down, then.
I will. So, we didn't really get into many sex tips. We got derailed and into other conversation. Do you have a few quick sex tips or facts for us?
No, I got nothing on me right now.
Oh, God damn it.
Well, do you have any questions?
Just
check your mind.
Did we already talk about being racist in pornography that you watch?
I've had the conversation. I'm not sure if it was
with
you.
Yeah, I can't remember if I talked about that on my show or not. Like, I'm not racist, but I don't watch black-on-black pornography. So I think I'm racist when it comes to watching porn. But I'm not racist.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not prejudiced people. I just don't want to see a big, huge black penis. Like, I don't want to see Tyrone nailing Shaniqua. I don't need to see that.
I agree with you 100%. I don't like it either. It turns me off.
Hey, Tyrone, does that work the same way with black folks? Do you guys just like, are you not into white-on-white porn?
Listen, Vince, I don't know about all that. Who this girl is you got on the phone, though?
That's Nikki.
Well, hello, Nikki. How are you doing tonight? Merry Christmas, by the way, Nikki.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much, Nikki. How are you doing tonight? You feeling all right tonight?
I'm feeling good.
So what you do for a living, though, Nikki? What's your forte? What is it that you do?
I am a hairdresser.
Oh, okay. So you do mostly men's hair or women's hair?
Mostly men.
Oh, so you do mostly men's hair. So, Nikki, if I came to you, you could put some waves up in my hair.
A wave?
Yeah, some waves.
Yeah, like,
you know,
late 80s, like, who is it, Radio
like
Joe Cooley?
Like a finger wave?
Yeah, the Radio Joe Cooley
like,
waves, yeah.
No, just a wave.
Like Jerry Curl.
No, not Jerry Curl, no, I'm talking about waves. You know what waves is, right?
I don't do a lot of black hair.
Well, I can understand that. And that's not racist. That's not racist at all.
No,
because some white people are uncomfortable cutting black people hair, and some black people are uncomfortable cutting white people hair.
It's not that I'm uncomfortable. I was just raised in a town where there are no black people, so I never got the opportunity to do it.
Well, I can understand that. But it's also two different types of hair. You got to understand that. Because white people hair don't do the same thing that black people hair do. Everybody know that.
You know, you can't do the same thing with a white person hair that you can do with a black person hair. Well, I don't know. But that sounds good, though. That sounds good. You a little hairdresser. But what part of the country you stay? You in the United States? What part of the country you stay in? You ain't got to say where.
I'm originally from the Midwest.
From the Midwest? Well, listen. Now, you know, I got me a little jet. You know what I'm saying? We run the Gaza Loop crew. We got a little bit of money. You know what I'm saying? I got me a little jet. What if, you know, you ever want to get calm, scooped up, you know, go maybe hit Las Vegas, hit New York, wherever you want to go, maybe just have a little good time or whatever. It's whatever.
I'm flattered, but no thank you.
No thank you. But I'm offering you the private jet. I got the G6. I got the G6, I got the money, I'm not even bullshitting, I got everything, girl, you know, we can go, ain't no strings attached, you know what I'm saying, it's just, we just go chill, Vince, you cock blocking, Vince, just shut up, Vince.
She's not interested, bro, trust me.
God damn, Vince, god damn, I swear to God, you done cock blocked me the last time on your goddamn show, I swear to God, Vince. I swear to God, Vince. One of these days, I'm going to track you down.
Are you mad, bro?
You were cock-blocked before you open your mouth.
Oh, so what's that mean now? Wait a minute. Now we get into the root cause. Before I even open my mouth. So therefore, you mean to say that before I spoke a word to you, you had already made your decision based on the fact that Vince said my name was Tyrone. Therefore, you deduced that I was African-American. So therefore, your prejudice led you to decide that there was never to be a chance between us to begin with. Therefore, you are prejudiced and a card-carrying member of the Ku Klux Klan, also a member of the Aryan Brotherhood, also a racist.
No. But we have talked before, and I do know that you're a black man, and I am not prejudiced. I just prefer to sleep within my own race. And, yes, I do have family members that were part of the Ku Klux Klan, and I am of the Aryan Nation. I am full-blooded German, blue eyes, you know.
Okay, well, that's good. I'll pray for you.
I'm not racist.
Racist, but I'm full-blooded Aryan. I'm part of the Aryan Nation, but I'm not racist. I'm Aryan Nation, but I'm not racist,
well,
girl.
I was bred that way. I can't help, you know.
I'm just the superior master race. I'm just part of the superior genome.
I can't help
what
my family did before me. I can't help it that my ancestors were assholes and they enslaved your people. Not my problem, dude.
Listen, girl.
Merry Christmas,
okay.
Though.
Wait a second, girl. Hold on, girl.
Have a good
girl.
Time.
They didn't...
We're on timeout, okay? Tyrone, now, crappy airbags are back. Rep Dan is back. I'm doing a little reset here. We have Tyrone who's on timeout 2 minutes for trying to wrestle Jimmy's. Like, doesn't know when to take no as an answer. But Tyrone, stay tight. Once you serve your 2 minutes, we have another female that's ready that wants to talk to you, actually. I think you'll be interested in her. Anyways, Airbags is with us. Rep Dan is with us. We now have Geist with us. Geist, what's going on, man?
Nothing. Chill, motherfucker. What's up with you?
Oh, just trying to moderate this cavalcade of mediocrity.
Vince, after all these shows at Russell League, you think you would have got like the point that you can't control the shows once they're all on? Like, once Tyrone gets on the mic, that's it. It's over. Like, my nigga Tyrone holds shit down. He be calling out the racist. He be calling out the truth. There ain't no fucking with Tyrone. He runs this shit, all right?
Shit.
Yeah, except when Nikki Smoke-A-Lot owns him in about 4 sentences. But other than that, they got control.
Listen, Nikki Smoke-A-Lot is a straight-up racist bitch. Bragging about how she in the Aryan Nation and shit. She be giving a bad name to all us white people from the hood. You know, we try to be street. Listen, you're a racist. Rep Dan's going to get got. Remember that shit, son.
Yeah, bring it, kid. This is the tard. The post this disgusting tiny little pee-pee with Russell, with like the only the consonants of Russell League written on it, because that's all that'll fit. bring it soon?
Nigga, first of all, don't be hating on my dick because your wife loves it, all right? Secondly,
I'm not married.
Motherfucker, you can get
God
any day.
The moans on Twitter, day after day. Oh, it's so sad here. It's just so hard here. Oh, I have problems here. And, yeah, we know.
Nigga, all I'm saying is come through any day and get God.
Don't you say that word about, especially when Tyrone is about.
Listen, my nigga, I've been chilling with Tyrone. I be chilling with Tyrone every day.
You're young enough to be my son.
We holding that down. We selling crack. We slinging guns. You don't even know. Like, you don't even know what hood life's about, son. 40-ounce life. Nigga, Gaza Loot Crew. Get got, son. Anything. I've been coming to Rhode Island. I'm going to burn down your office. I'm going to fucking rape your dead mother. It's over, son. 40-ounce crew. Gaza Loot Crew, motherfucker.
Why is your voice quivering? Like that.
My voice quivering because I'm drunk
sort of...
from New York, motherfucker. Come at me, bro, any day.
Are you about to cry?
You know where I be staying at, nigga. You know where I be staying at all day, on the block.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, guys.
I have Kwanzaa to you, motherfucker.
Hey, Peace guys.
And good cheer.
Hey, Geisy.
What's up? What's up, partner?
Yo, man, I spent $300 on wheatgrass getting them 6 ball drawers full of semen for you, and they're just sitting here, bro.
Listen, and you'll get your money when your slave children make me my millions, because I'd be...
That wasn't the deal. You owe me one line of F-sharp code, bro, and the jism is yours.
So, you know what? Coming at you, I'm going to tweet it at you in like 5 minutes. You're going to have some F-sharp code.
Gotcha, nigga.
Hey, Geist, are you in the chat room?
Kind of. Hold on. Now
I
am.
Watching? Are you watching it at least? People are cheering you on in there, by the way.
That's because niggas be knowing the truth. They be knowing I call out the truth like my nigga Tyrone. And that nigga's like, damn, get got every day in these streets.
Right.
All up in these streets and shit.
Okay. You know what? This has become an intense... Horror fest. I mean, sausage fest. And
what bitch on? Make her have like crazy phone sex or some shit. I don't know.
Who?
What? Nikki smokes a lot. Nikki hags black people from her trees. Whatever her name is.
Yeah. Okay. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna. All the gentlemen are not acting like gentlemen. So they're all gonna be put on timeout. No offense, but it's me, Nikki, and now I'm gonna bring on. She goes by whore, at least in the tiny chat. Whore, you're on the air with Vince and Nikki. What's up?
Hi, Vince. Happy holidays.
Happy holiday to you, too. How are you doing tonight?
Having a whore, miss. What are you up to?
Just doing the radio show and playing with my genitalia.
So I'm in my car. And you were talking about sex tips earlier, and I just happened to have this vibrator in my car. So sex tips. Every person should own something called a Hitachi. It's about the size of your fucking forearm, and it's like this powerful vibrator. And I swear to gosh, in like 20 seconds, you just come over and over and over and over. So if there was a sex tip to anybody out there who has a girl or doesn't have a guy and is just like, fuck, I need to get off, buy a Hitachi.
Thank you.
Wait, do you have it with you right now?
Yeah.
why don't you give us a demonstration?
No, that's why it's in my car, but I got it in here.
Seriously, give us a demonstration.
Oh, hell no, I ain't gonna. How much money you got?
Oh, God. All right, well, we'll negotiate offline. I'll take you. We'll go in the green room and talk about it, okay?
I want to go, too.
Yeah, you're invited, too, Nikki. So how did you have a good holiday evening? Everything's good.
Yeah, it's quiet. I'm lonely. There's no man here to fulfill my gaping vagina with their big man lust. You know, I really do have a taste for are the BBCPs, and there's just none of them around, and I'm awful lonely.
Well, you know, there's this guy Tyrone who's looking to hook up, and I think you might be interested in him.
He sounds like a big black chocolate pony, and I love me a pony.
Yeah, let me put him on with you. All right, here you go. Tyrone, meet whore.
Hey, what up, girl? How you doing, old girl?
Oh, hi, Tyrone. I think we've spoken before.
I think we have, too. Merry Christmas, by the way.
How you doing, Chocolate Daddy?
I'm doing good, though. Hey, where you at, though? I could come through in the G6, though. You know what I'm saying? You want to hit all Vegas maybe next weekend?
I thought you had a jet plane ready for me. You know, I want to – I think I'm worthy of a jet plane.
I got the G6.
What the fuck is a G6?
It's a jet plane.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you can drop your G6 into me any day, honey.
Shit, I like the way this girl talking, though, for
this
real.
This airport
hey, but listen,
is
though.
Open for landing.
What? Dang, shit, hold up. But what was you just talking about before with Vince and the Bay? You talking about something, you got a new toy or something. What was this toy you got?
Oh, it ain't new. It's a vibrator. It's a big, giant vibrator the size of your forearm. You should look it up on the internet. If you have Amazon, look up the Hitachi vibrator. It's intense.
Hitachi? Like the TVs? They make the TVs?
Yeah.
Oh, shit,
like
they
the
make
TV.
That?
Yeah, they make the best vibrator in the world.
Damn.
If they could combine...
Next thing you know, they're
going to
have a Toyota one.
I would never move.
Oh, damn. Shit, she got a Hitachi. This girl says she got a Hitachi. Somebody tell me they got a Hitachi. I think I'm talking about a TV or some shit or a toaster or something.
No. If anybody in the listening audience in the chat room has a link to that Hitachi model, feel free to paste it in the chat. I know some women might be interested.
Hold on, it's so loud that you'll be able to hear it. One sec. Fucking got the shit.
Oh, Geist found it. Of course.
Hold on.
Oh, let's bring Geist back on. Geist, you found that, right?
Yo, what's good?
Hold on.
Is this the vibrator?
Can you just turn it on the air?
Yeah.
You got to really do whatever you do with it on the air. But can you just turn it on the air?
That's a magic wand. It's a magic wand.
She's going to turn it on. She's going to turn it on. Hold on. Shh. You hear that? Oh, shit. What was that?
That was...
Oh, that sounds scary, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a lawnmower.
Yeah, it's a fucking lawnmower on your fucking plate.
Oh, good lord.
Hold off.
You don't want to hurt yourself with that now, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to mess around with that. You might hurt yourself.
It's pretty bad. You're right. Like, after about two or three cam shows using that, like, after I'm done, I'm just like, fuck, I think my clit is going to fall off. I have to fucking
you say cam shows. Wait, hold up. You say cam shows. Hey, hit the nigga up with the URL. Hit a nigga up with the URL, though. You said cam show.
Yeah, let's put that all over the internet. That's brilliant.
Hit me up on the down low, though. Hit me up on the low. Hit me up on the low.
How much money
with
you got, babe?
I got racks on racks.
You can afford me.
You guys can do this offline, please. Thank you. Well, we have less than 10 minutes to go. 347-826-7667. The number is Tyrone. It's Crappy Airbags. It's Rip Dan. We've got Nikki Smokes a Lot. We've got Geist. We've got Whore. And now we are joined by another female, and she goes by Vaughn. Bullshit.
Hi.
Hey, Von Rage. How are you doing?
Ooh, I'm doing fantastic. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Keep it out on now.
I'm sorry. What was that? You got
who all is on now?
Oh well,
you got Tyrone on.
You got Tyrone.
Oh, of course, Tyrone is always here.
Crappy Airbags. Rep Dan.
Yeah, nigga.
Representing son.
He Smokes a Lot.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Geist 420.
How you doing, baby girl? What's good?
How you doing?
That kid.
You got Whore.
Can I drive a bus through you?
Oh, shit, Vince, somebody in the tiny chat. This dude grabbing another lady booby in the tiny chat.
I just seen it.
In the tiny chat, this dude grabbed another lady breast assist.
That nigga's straight pimp. Yeah. That nigga pimp.
He grabbed that lady breast assist. I seen it real quick. He just grabbed a whole handful of the breast assist. I seen it.
That's his bottom, bitch.
Wow.
Vince, you ever like to grab them breast assists, though?
That's one of my favorite things to do, of course.
I like to take both them. I like to take both them breast assists. You know what I'm saying? I like to juggle them. I like to take one breast assist in one hand and the other breast assist and then juggle them. You ever do that?
You like to watch them flip flop around from hand to hand.
Juggle them breast assists.
Kind of cool.
Come and hit the bitch in the face with her tits.
Yeah. Nice.
Well, as you may or may have not seen, according to scientific studies, that squeezing the breasts will actually stop the cancer cells from spreading and also cures erectile dysfunction.
TLDR, Red Dan is a racist.
And a woman beater. And a bitch.
I hear Red Dan likes whores.
I do.
You got a sweet spot for whores. You got a jet, Rep Dan?
I'm sorry?
You own a jet? A jet plane?
He got a jet till January 1st, and then he ain't got one no more.
No.
You
sorry,
every
like me, man,
ratchet-ass broke nigga.
The fact of the matter is my jet is swinging from day one to day zero.
Oh, God. Do you have a big black dick?
Got me.
It's big and black, except for a
small. He got that government genetic engineering going on down or some shit. I don't know.
He got one of those little tiny pink peepees is what he's got.
Oh. Oh. That turned me on right there.
Oh.
You know, right?
Oh, you know, like, politicians are the type of guys who like having, like, dominatrices nutcrack them and shit.
Work it.
Oh, fuck
work
yeah.
It.
Step on my balls, girl. Step on them.
What the hell?
It's true. Fucking
this is essentially audio spaghetti, folks. It's no hope for everybody's
yeah,
unmuted.
Off the rails. Sorry, Vince.
No, it's fine. We're getting dangerously close to being dangerously close to being off the air live. I want to thank all my live listeners who are not on the call. If you want to listen to any more of the show, you're going to have to call in the next 5 minutes, 347-826-7667. You don't have to talk. You can just call in and listen. But we are going to continue for a little bit longer, past 11 p.m. Pacific. Jesus, what is that? 2 a.m.
That'd be 2 a.m. Eastern.
2 a.m. of the Eastern, wow.
Vince, would you still love me if I told you I was actually white?
You know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to...
you mean you aren't my chocolate daddy?
Mute.
What the fuck?
I'm going to mute LLS Kitten for saying that Vince and Rep Dan both are both so creepy. I don't appreciate that.
Oh, snap.
That's not cool.
No.
My God.
Respect
have
the
some,
show.
Have some respect, okay?
Vince, what is this fucking elevator music you got going playing in the background? What the fuck is this shit?
that means we have like less than a minute left to go in the.
I feel like I'm in a mall in Vice City, nigga. I feel like I'm in the Vice City mall right now, nigga.
This is like the countdown to the end of the live broadcast music. It's the Events in the Bay House Band. Don't fuck with it.
This is like some softcore music. I'm sorry. What is this?
Porn music.
even pour me. You couldn't even get down to this right here. This is some waiting in the goddamn elevator or riding up the escalator music.
No, here we go. I got some porn for you. Here we go.
Thank you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, shit. Hey, girl, turn that thing on. Turn that Hitachi on again.
Okay, hold on.
Plug it.
Let me get my engine going. One sec.
We're going to get the bazooka. She called that the bazooka.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, where's my fucking porn music? Oh, there it is.
She got the bazooka, though.
Oh no, baby, it's working.
Well, I want to thank everybody for listening live. If you're not going to listen to the archive, any part from here, I would encourage you to check out the archives. It might get interesting. Big ups to Paul Diggity, Crafty Airbags, Danny Dantalian, Dougie Dougie, 11 Elves, Gonzo, PhD, guest. Ham, Loki, I Eat Cake, LLS Kitten, Melissa 13, Nikki Smokes a Lot, 1T, Robotic Chaotic, Spyco, Strobe Daddy, Tales of Hair and Harry, Vaughn Rage, XU Out, and Geist. That's it. Peace out, everybody listening live. We're gonna keep on here. Oh, hey, the band. Hey, you guys gotta start up the music again because we're gonna keep playing around here. But thank you. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And
yo.
And we think we're almost out. Wait. We think we have like. Here you go. Once again. Check out the archives, blogtalkradio.com/VinceInTheBay, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Thank you. Peace out. And we are clear. Okay, back to the porn music. Go ahead. Pick up where you left off for. I heard you fire up the vibrator. Why don't you just go for it?
Tickle my tickle?
Yeah. Do what you gotta do.
I'm not a cheap whore.
Lick your bean.
Listen, it's after hours. We partying, you know.
Yeah,
it's
love. It's merriment. It's Christmas. Jesus would have done it this way.
8-pound, 8-ounce white baby Jesus monster.
Dance, you leave Jesus out of this, because you know ain't Jesus anywhere near your radio show right now.
As long as baby Jesus. You don't want him to come deep inside of you and fill your soul with his love? Whoa.
Wow.
Baby girl, I could be your Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's right. Crappy airbags. Couldn't take it.
I'm speaking in tongues, though.
My God.
Savage's butt hurt that fucking Netflix isn't down.
Okay. Well, we're in overtime. It's Tyrone, Rep Dan, Nikki Smokes a Lot, Geist, or Von Rage, and a bunch of listeners. And if anybody's listening and wants to jump into the conversation, press the number 1, and I will put you on the air. That's right. Press the number 1 on your pad. We're in overtime. Save here. I forgot. We have. Oh yeah, we also have Spyco. What's up, Spyco?
Hey, what's going on? Why do you keep muting me?
Time out, baby.
Because you're always violating rules.
What rules? Please explain the TASA agreement because I don't know it apparently.
You gotta lay out the terms of service.
No.
What's your terms of service, dog? Tell me.
It's my own rules on top of the terms of service.
Hey, have you checked your Twitter line yet? Your Twitter shit?
Oh, you know what? Well,
You should probably do that. Hey, Vince.
You trying to cyber harass me? Are you bullying me?
How many tweets you got from me, dog?
LLS Kitten Chick just tweeted, Rep Dan and Vunce are both so creepy. Rep Dan and Vunce are both so creepy. CC. What a fucking...
Hey, check your Twitter from
you know,
Loki.
So some 10-year-old Canadian something check or your, other.
She check your Twitter like, from Loki, dog.
I think she wants to jump your bones.
Of course. Who wouldn't? Including you,
I think any rational woman wouldn't want to jump your bones, man.
I can't disagree with that.
Depends why you're like
45
and not married.
Right. That's what I've been saying. I say 43.
Isn't it sad to get to the point that you realize you're going to die alone, Vince? Dan, rather. You know.
I'm loath for the day. I wait for the day that I can finally sleep in peace without all these tricks and traps and what have you on Christmas Eve.
No.
Well, technically
damn,
Christmas
Day. You be getting down with the traps? You freak.
Well, what's wrong with that? Is there something wrong with that?
No, I just didn't know you were down with that. You give the reach around?
A what?
You give the reach around, man.
Hey, yo, Vince, I'm still on muted. Listen, Vince, it's Tyrone. Look, I gotta go to the bathroom. Give me another beer. I'm going to be back. Don't hang up on me. All right, I'll be back.
You know what? I'm going to take a time out, too. I got to go take a leak, too.
I got a little bathroom. Get a little beer. I'll be right back.
I'll handle this, Vince. Wait, go on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, God. Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
I got this. Vince, you go pee-pee. I got this.
Is she white?
Okay, you know what? You know what it is, actually? It's going to be the ladies that are in charge, to be honest.
Yes. Oh, snap.
It's going to be, I'm going to go take a leak. Tyrone will be back in a second. I'll be back in a little bit, but girls, please.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
That is not a girl.
I forgot about that. That's a, but he is a little bitch, so he's on timeout. So it's gonna be ladies only for the next 5 minutes. Ladies only for the next 5 minutes, and it's Nikki Smokes a Lot, The Whore, and Von Rage. Why don't you ladies get to know one another?
Love to.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Who's this?
I'm Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. I'm
Von Rage.
Hi. Von Rage. What do you ladies do?
How you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. You girls sound very sexy. You have very sexy voices.
No, I'm a filthy whore. I have the STDs, and, like, there's this thing growing out of my twat, and like, my clit is so flappy it's going to fall off. Like, just I've had too much dick in my life. But I love the D, man. I love the D.
Now, since you admit that you have an STD, do you go around infecting men still?
Oh, yeah, like, you fucking use condoms, like, especially those politicians, like, fucking Dan, they come in and they're like, no, I want to ride bareback, it's so much better, and they don't ask for my fucking papers, all they got to do is ask, and it's like, oh, baby, I got my hair.
Now, what if a guy, if you just really can't stand a guy, and I mean, would you be mean enough to fucking fuck him without a condom and infect him?
Wait, start over one more time. I missed the first half.
You use biological warfare on people that you hate.
There you go.
No, if I don't like somebody in bed, especially like if I realize halfway through fucking them, I don't like them, they get the fuck out. I tell them they got to put their clothes on, get the fuck out.
And so you could kind of be like a superhero, except, you know, like giving bad guys...
Boom! You've been scrambled on your hands. So what you're saying is I should go fuck Obama.
No, but you can go take Dan.
This shit is a weapon of mass destruction, and I fucking know Obama loves them weapons of mass destruction, just like that Bush did. I'm just saying.
Out of curiosity, now, what STDs do you have?
Oh, I got the herpes. They look a little bit like the cauliflower that grow right on top. Yeah, doesn't it look like cauliflower? It's more like
you got cauliflower growing out of your pussy.
No. Not the cauliflower. Just the stacks of the folds of skin, but it's a herpes. It's a definite double herpes. Maybe it's a combo pile of herpes because it's like grown up on itself. So
is that the warts?
Maybe I got the warts too. Oh shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Broccoli growing out of there, too, girl?
Oh, no. It's not broccoli, because those have those little balls, you know? It's more like the cauliflower. It's like it's a big
thing. So you got cauliflower, and you got
the herb. Whole little garden right there.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen,
like
I want to remind you, you're listening to... Hello, once again, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to remind you, it's females only for another 5 more minutes. We're so happy with the female experiment that we're going to extend it. Females only for the next 5 more minutes. Okay, continue.
What about you, girl? You don't. You've never caught like the lice down there, or you've never.
My
you
God,
never
what are you talking
STI?
About? What are you guys talking about?
No. I've never even had a cold sore on my lip.
Oh,
fans,
God.
I thought I was talking to some whores. What is it? Clearly, these girls don't put out.
Oh, honey, I put out. But he puts on before he puts in.
Oh.
Put on a sweater?
He puts on a
condom
before he sticks his dick in my vagina. I mean, I'm not interested.
I get warm. I don't
in touching anything. I mean, to be honest with you, I think if I caught an STD, oh my God, my sex life would be over. That would be it.
You know, four out of eight people. It's one in every 4 people have an STD these days. So, I mean, chances are you probably fucked someone with an STD.
Well, thank God I didn't catch anything. But no, I use condoms.
No, none of you like condoms.
Have you ever heard of AIDS?
In your ass. Oh, I know. AIDS? I love the AIDS.
All right on.
Buckets of AIDS, okay? Just buckets of AIDS for everyone.
Okay.
Oh, I just want to give everyone the AIDS. You know, I love bareback anal, so it's just like any opportunity I can see to share and spread the AIDS. It's like, yeah. All my AIDS.
Okay. Now, what about you, Rage Girl? Are you STD free, or you got something going on down there too?
Oh no, I'm free, but you know, that's what antibiotics are for.
Thank
so
you. See, honesty.
Okay.
It's called Valtrex.
Take Valtrex. You have to take that for the rest of your life.
Rest of your life.
Yeah, I mean, if you have herpes, isn't that for herpes?
Oh,
medicine
no, I
for haven't herpes?
Gotten that. Fuck that.
I thought you just, like, blew on it or used some of that, like, nitrous stuff on you and it just falls off. You freeze it and it falls off.
I don't know.
I think we need to, you know, get together. We'll freeze your pussy and we'll film it.
I'm good, man. No, I'm good.
Will you help me?
You tell me about it. You guys get together and tell me about it.
Oh, she just jelly that we're going to have a botanical garden party in my fucking vagina and she's not invited.
Well, that's just not very nice.
Well, it's just not a garden I want to go trampling in.
Girl, I will pollinate you so good if you come over. I will fill your flowers with love.
Vince can tell you right now, I'm totally down.
Let me
get with another one.
Some flowers in that garden with my mouth.
No, I don't like cauliflower. It's too gassy.
Why you gotta bring these girls that hate Vince? I come on your show and I put myself out there and I let myself be vulnerable and they just pick on me. I'm just so hurt right now.
Are you feeling victimized right now?
I'm feeling so victimized. I just, you know, why are you this?
tell me you're over 18. You're 26, right?
You're 26 and you've got sexually transmitted diseases? Plural?
Girl. I didn't know what I was getting into. You know, they put it in me and they give me like $2,000 and it's like $2,000 for me. Like, I just did it.
Sorry.
Okay,
yeah, Mom. They quit teaching such education. What happened to handing out free condoms?
I mean, they didn't hand us condoms, they handed us herpes.
I guess so. You know, I'm going to throw a benefit, whores with herpes. Can I put your name on the banner?
Yeah, you should.
Okay.
I just let everybody know, please don't end up like me. I just don't want anyone to go through it.
Maybe we'll be able to raise enough money to help you buy your medicine for the next few years and get condoms so you don't infect anybody else.
Send me to South Africa where they cure the AIDS because I don't want to have AIDS. I'm going to die. Oh, you guys really got me tonight. I'm just like touched by an angel.
Do you see the effect you have on women, Vince?
Oh, he's got an effect on women.
Maybe if you guys like raise money and we can go to the church, you know, and I can do penance and then I can be like a virgin touched for the very first time. It'll be amazing, please. We should start a fund on WePay.
Michael is jonesing.
I feel so much better.
He's in the chat room.
The truth.
I hear
the truth is out.
My reception's in and out. Stop.
Praise be to Jesus.
Okay, ladies.
Yes.
And?
LLS Kitten has gone fucking ballistic.
He's LLS Kitten.
His girlfriend that thinks he's super creepy.
Oh.
This chick that I had a mustache.
Does she have the AIDS too?
Look at her timeline. Here, are you in the chat still?
No, I mean, I could go to the thing.
Look at her chat room.
I see Dan and Dane's alignment. X out.
Can you relay
X
it?
Out.
I'll just... First of all, I should screenshot it because she's gonna delete this.
I'll just repeat what was said.
Well, she says, Rep Dan, this is at me. It's straight to me. It says, Rep Dan and Bunce are both so creepy. Over and over.
That's creepy.
Boycott, horrible, bad, mean, mute me, faggots. Creepy, creepy, creepy. Both so creepy. Yeah.
You can creep on me anytime.
She's being
okay,
super creepy by doing all this.
You folks follow me on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tweet out my biggest fan right now.
She loves.
The dare.
Dude, I love when people rage at me. It's so sexy. It's just like, oh, fucking hit me so I can get off.
Yeah. Check out. Okay, I just tweeted her link. Look at her timeline. It's all at me and Rep Dan.
Can you just use your sexy voice to dictate it back? Because I can't read Twitter and I really want to know. I feel left out.
I already told you what it says.
Oh, exactly. It's the same thing over and over and over again. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Except she's...
That's a lot.
That is impressively obsessive.
Yeah, that's creepy.
That's what's creepy. You're not creepy, Vince. She's what's
creepy. Nah, girl's probably trolling.
She's trolling hard.
I don't know. She's crossed into the creepy realm.
Yeah.
There is no crossing any realms when you're trolling. There is no line that is drawn when you're trolling.
That's like the chick that leaves a dead cat on your doorstep because she's so in love with you.
Okay, that's not trolling. That's that PMDD shit.
Well, it looks like all the men didn't want to stick around.
They left? No, I wanted to talk to Tyrone.
Tyrone left. I don't know why.
Oh, he failed.
I just got a text, and what they're saying is tell Vince to let Loki and Spyco on. Everyone's dropping off the stream because they hate them bitches who have stinky twats and want them to die and go to hell. That last part isn't true. I made that last part up. But Spyco and Loki won't back in.
Put Spyco back on.
All right, Spyco, you're
absolutely
back. Spyco, you're on. Go ahead. Earth to Spyco. Come in, Spyco.
Loki.
Ham Loki? I don't know. I think he called
him.
He's
busy brushing his teeth.
Yeah, at least he has good oral hygiene.
Yeah, he's unmuted. There's a little bit of noise coming from it, but I don't know what's going on. It's kind of annoying, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's cracking his knuckles.
Ooh. Ew. Crack it.
Yeah, almost there. Keep cracking it.
Ooh, let me hit them bones. Let me get them bones rubbed together. Ooh, that cartilage. Yes, it's going.
It's kind of weird.
just a little bit.
Hey.
What?
For real, 5 minutes? You said 5 minutes. It's been 30 minutes of you masturbating to these girls. All right. Hey,
no.
What's up, whore?
Oh, hey, Psycho.
Hey. I've been enjoying it and everything, but he really doesn't. Everybody's dropping off of the fucking show because it's just two females fucking yapping. No offense, whore. I love your stories and everything, and you got a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tyrone wanted to say some shit. So did Loki.
Where's my big black chocolate pony at?
Tyrone? You want Tyrone?
Yeah. I want my big black chocolate pony.
Hold up. Let me see if he's still on. Tyrone, are you still on, dude?
No, he's not on my.
He's not. He hung up. He hung the fuck up because you said 5 minutes.
Got rid of my big black chocolate pony, Vince. You made my big donkey dick go away.
He did go away.
He's part of Russell League. He calls in all the time.
That's right. Vince
cockblocked
you. You should be pissed at Vince. All right, boycott Vince. All right. Because you didn't get your dick.
Good. I hope it succeeds.
It will succeed.
Support me, too.
All right?
Support me.
You get enough women that want that big black Tyrone dick, and they don't get it because you're cock-blocking them.
Milan, Italy.
What the fuck? Milan, Italy? Who gives a fuck about Italy?
Asylum.
What? God damn it. I'm just saying, you're going to hang up on me like always, and then you're going to fucking go on with your boring-ass show.
You call back, so I'm not going to hang up on you.
I will call back. I'll fucking keep pressing one until you motherfucking
push me on. Overtime, if I hang up on you, you're done. You're gone.
I got two Gmails open, son. What you know about that? I'm called in multiple lines, bitch.
Surprise.
What's your other line? 9-7.
I got socks all day.
805.
That's pretty good, actually. I'm impressed.
805, yep. 805, I got a few other numbers on, too. And I'm on three-way with whore right now. She'll fucking put me on any second.
I'm sorry.
He's lying. I would never do such a thing.
Balls of the wild shit. I go deep. Anyways, I'm sorry you lost Tyrone.
Yeah,
who said that?
I
can't believe you made Tyrone go away. I love Tyrone.
Yeah, that's one thing I noticed about the Wrestle League. They're not patient, especially when it comes to overtime.
No. Why the fuck would anybody think less of you? Shit.
I think most of them are drunk.
Oh, yeah, we're all drinking and time chat and shit. We're fucked up. We throw.
Send me a link.
Fucking hell.
Fuck yeah. Tweet the time chat.
It's Rants with Tear. Rants with Tear. T-Y-R. Yeah, Tear was on the show for a little while. That was fun.
God damn it. Motherfucker. Oh, yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
Shit.
That's sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm going to go offline and I'll see you in Tiny Chat, y'all.
Wait, who's that signing off?
Whore.
That's my girl, Whore.
Oh, Whore.
I sent her a text message.
I'm glad
telling her
to
fucking get on the show.
I did.
Still here.
Everybody's dropping off, Vince, because you fucked up the show once again.
Well, why don't I drop you up right now? How about that?
Well, then that'll be fucking two callers left, maybe one caller left. You just keep dropping everybody off, and everybody else just did it on their own will. Okay.
It's gone. Yeah, I am going to shut down the show in a minute. That was cool to get those calls. Well, ladies, it's just the three of us. Vaughn and Nikki. Do you have any final thoughts before we sign off tonight?
I just want to wish everybody Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's sweet. Merry Christmas.
Vaughn, anything you'd like to say?
I did enjoy the acapella group you had on. That was very nice to hear on Christmas.
That was Fire Dog and Devil Dog 64 doing some song. That was awesome. Totally impromptu. I had no idea that was going to happen.
I was expecting something bad to happen, just, you know, knowing your audience.
No, it's pretty fun. So, is that it? Any thoughts you want to say before we sign off?
I'll meet you in Tiny Chat.
I will not participate in Tiny Chat. I'm too old for Tiny Chat. I'm going to hibernate. I'm going to take a
phone.
I'm going to watch porn.
Yeah, I'm going to watch some porn and go to bed.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the call tonight, and you are more than welcome to join the conversation anytime.
Thank you, Ben. You have a Merry Christmas, sweetheart, and we'll be talking to you soon.
All right. And we have one more caller who raised their hand at the last minute. Go ahead, caller. You don't know who that is.
I listen to the show every day. Today was most boring show ever. Yeah, I don't like your show no more. Sorry.
What's your name? That's it. We're getting old in overtime. I have. Should I try calling him back? Shit.
That was Agent Sabu.
Oh, you know what? I can't call out. I know that sucks. That was interesting. He's just hanging in the rough there. Oh, he's
smokes a lot. Thanks for coming out. She dropped off the call. She has intermittent addiction. So whatever. It is what it is. Von Rage, do you want to out your Twitter or any, do you have anything to plug? Any people want to say hi to?
No, I think I'm done for the night. Merry Christmas, and I will catch you later.
Ron, Merry Christmas to you, and I hope to talk to you again soon as well.
Yep.
End it here with one last Christmas theme song. This is Dropkick Murphys. It's actually a pretty fun song. And it's called The Seasons Upon Us. Peace out, everybody.
The season's upon us, it's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and mayhem and songs to be sung. There's bells and there's holly, the kids are gung-ho. True love finds a kiss beneath fresh mistletoe. Some families are messed up while others are fine. If you think yours is crazy, well, you should see mine. My sisters are whack jobs, I wish I had none. Their husbands are losers, and so are their sons. My nephew's a horrible, wise little twit. He once gave me a nice gift wrap box for us. He likes to pelt carolers with icy snowballs. I'd like to take them out back and deck more than the halls. With family like this, I would have to confess I'd be better off lonely, distraught, and depressed. The season's upon us, it's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and mayhem and songs to be sung. They call this Christmas where I'm from. My mom.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Thank you very much.